Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Today I'm going to talk with you about a LinkedIn tip that I think will be helpful for you. It's what I call the second most important place on your LinkedIn profile. Now, right off the bat on the show, I'll talk with you about the most important place. But here, the show is focused on the second most important place and why it really benefits you to spend some time working on this area of your profile. Now, I've got a lot more advice at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site where I provide job search advice, both in terms of answering questions and in terms of phenomenal content that's going to help you find work more quickly. So that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I hope you enjoy this show. And now, let's go. Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm referred to as the Big Game Hunter because I've been hunting down leaders and staff organizations for 40 plus years now. Let me talk with you about the second most important area on LinkedIn. And just to get out of the way quickly, the most important area on your LinkedIn profile is that line underneath your name. Because between your name and that line, you're guiding people to what it is that you do. So it needs to be quick and punchy and draw attention for people so that they're interested in going further. Now, the second most important area, the one that gets sorely neglected, is your summary. Now, I see summaries that are like 4 or 5 lines long. Why? Why can't you say more about yourself? Put in a section that's keyword rich, that talks about your role and responsibilities and your achievements from a generic standpoint or from a general standpoint, and then go into more specifics in your profile. Now, you can say, for so-and-so, did such and such, reducing costs by such and such. In your summary area, you can describe yourself in more lavish terms and expand upon that single line underneath your name. Don't sell it short. Don't neglect it, because frankly, that's the first place people's eyes go to after they read that one line under your name. See, sequencing it, it's the line under your name and the line under your name, a quick observation of your summary, who you work for now, and then people's eyes bounce up to the summary again, if it's good. If it isn't good, it's a waste of time. You know, people just go right through it and go into what you're doing now. A summary gives you a selling opportunity that you shouldn't neglect. If you use it well, then you have an opportunity to really shine to a reader. And if you want an example of a summary, I've got a couple of punchy points in mind, including my number on LinkedIn. See, for me, I happen to be amongst the first 7,700 people who ever registered for LinkedIn back in the Stone Ages. I talk about how I filled more than 1,000 positions. Ask me how I did that. It's stuff like that that gets an employer's attention and a reader's attention. You know, there's a certain amount that's fairly standard. You know, I do recruiting, you know. How radically different is that? But it's the enhancements around that that really make me stand out. And then when people go further and they see, you know, the YouTube videos I do, they see the radio shows I host, stuff along those lines, I really shine. So look for opportunities for yourself to stand out from the pack by using the second most important area on your LinkedIn profile, and the one that's probably most neglected. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, there's much more at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. You can ask me questions about any aspect of your job search. I offer discounts on full coaching. That is where I work with you one-on-one throughout your search. And there's fabulous content that's going to help you find your next position. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Have a great day. Take care.